It is good for us to be here this morning as we anticipate the many people that have planned to come here for the Steubenville weekend. Before I begin, I would like to offer a special word of thanks to Father McGann for your constant hospitality to us as we come here year after year and descend upon your place. Thank you very much. He's most hospitable to us, and we're most grateful for that. And a special word of thanks to all of the volunteers. Maybe some of you were here last week as well, and I expressed my gratitude then. Some of you have had to take time off from work, or you had to take personal days or take a couple vacation days to be here. And we always remember that it's all about the young people that are coming here, that whatever we can do as the staff and the volunteers to draw them closer to Christ, then it's worth it. Any sacrifice that we enter into, it's for the good of those who are coming here to hopefully encounter Christ in some big or some small way. We'll leave that up to the Lord, huh? But each one of us, hopefully, we will do our part to draw them closer to Christ. The law of the Old Covenant regarding the Sabbath was rather complicated and detailed. Work on the Sabbath was forbidden, of course. And in an attempt to make sure that no work was done, the work that was forbidden had to be outlined and defined and detailed, even more so. It became very intricate. You could not harvest grain or produce. You could not prepare a meal. That had to be done the day before. It was forbidden to carry a burden. And in their desire to fulfill the law, then they started asking other questions. What's a burden? And so they defined what a burden is, huh? At least in the commentary that I read. A burden was anything that weighed as much as 2 dried figs. Now, who eats figs, first off? Honestly, when was the last time you ate a fig? Okay. And what does a dried fig look like? And who would want that anyway? But if it was heavier than 2 dried figs, you couldn't carry it. It was a burden. You couldn't travel. Well, then how many steps can you take without it being travel? You can really get into some complicated details with all that. The general principle was good. We don't want to work on the Sabbath. We want to honor the Lord's day. That's very noble. But sometimes they could get caught up in all these things. You couldn't light a fire. And so it also meant that was consequences with other people. You couldn't help other people, see? Eventually, your neighbor could be suffering on the Sabbath, and you couldn't do anything about it. And that's where our Lord said, something's wrong here, huh? And of course, we have inherited the Ten Commandments. We're not excused from them. We are called to follow the commandment, keep holy the Sabbath. But our Lord laid a new foundation for its fulfillment, a new commandment, so to speak. Mercy. Mercy. Today we offer the votive mass of the Sacred Heart. All the Fridays of the year are a small foreshadowing and a reminder of Good Friday, that great day of mercy for us. And the dictionary has a very simple and yet profound definition of what mercy is. It says kindness or forgiveness directed to someone who we could actually treat harshly. Kindness or forgiveness directed to someone who doesn't deserve my kindness or forgiveness. Those who, when we are at our worst, we would rather execute revenge. And yet we make the conscious choice for kindness and forgiveness. We are here at the ultimate act of mercy, the sacrifice of the Mass. The source of all mercy is our Lord himself, and we share in that mercy at every celebration of the Eucharist. And our challenge is to transform that sacrifice into mercy. And in a couple of hours, we will have plenty of opportunity to practice mercy, huh? Throughout this weekend, we will have opportunities to practice mercy. In fact, there are about 4,100 opportunities throughout the weekend to practice mercy. So maybe it's good that we have this vote of Mass of the Sacred Heart. It's good that we gather here at the altar, because I, for one, will need to rely on the strength that comes from the Eucharist. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.